Six Disciplines Execution Revolution, solving the one business problem that makes solving all other problems easier. Author Gary Harbst. Excellence is an enduring pursuit and therefore requires an enduring approach. According to Samuel Johnson, excellence is a lifelong pursuit for most who attain it. Nothing less will do. So here are the six disciplines for excellence, which are 1. Deciding what's important. 2. Setting goals that lead. 3. Aligning systems. 4. Working the plan. 5. Innovating purposefully. 6. Stepping back. Introducing the business excellence model. Simply put, the focus and capability of an organization can be understood in two dimensions: strategy, deciding what to do, and execution, getting it done. There is a model of these dimensions using four quadrants of performance. The combination of strategy, the choices of what to do versus what not to do, and execution, how well the choices are carried out, becomes the field upon which the execution revolution occurs in any given company. Let's look more closely at how businesses operate and focus their activities while they are in each of the four quadrants of business excellence. Quadrant 1. Strong strategy, weak execution. In this quadrant, a business has a strong strategy, which typically means a competitive advantage. This advantage can be rooted in technology, distribution channels, manufacturing expertise, or current customer base. Regardless of whether a company is a startup or a seasoned business, strong strategy usually leads to a growth in sales. This company has something people want, with some advantage over the competition. Maybe this advantage is easy to copy, or maybe it's not. But one thing is certain: if it works, the competition will follow. In other words, success and the results of growth start the journey, but this often leads an organization and its leadership into quadrant 4. Quadrant 4. Strong execution, weak strategy. In 2001, Sharn was a perfect example of the startup that begins in quadrant 1, with a big competitive advantage and a long-term focus on an underserved niche market. The result was that Sharn quickly became the leader in that market, which is usually what happens in quadrant 1, a tremendous increase in sales leading to growth throughout the organization. The company wasn't as focused on supporting this product as it was creating and getting it established. Once established, Sharn's focus rightfully changed to meeting the demand for the product, servicing it, and eventually harvesting increasing profits from it. A company usually gets to quadrant 4 because it's experiencing pains of growth. Quite often, sales have outpaced capacity, so leadership becomes focused on strengthening internal operations, hiring, training, customer service, order processing, and other issues. If this focus is pursued too hard and a company remains in this rut too long, it will slip into the weak state of quadrant 3, where it has neither strong growth nor good profitability. Quadrant 3. Weak strategy, weak execution. A company in quadrant 3 is very reactive and frequently in chaos, operating daily in firefighting mode without a clear path out of their circumstances. The best exit plan for moving out of quadrant 3 is to aggressively reallocate resources from low profitability areas to growth areas. This sounds easy, but most organizations don't have the framework, the will, or the persistence to make the hard choices it requires. Quadrant 2. Strong strategy, strong execution. Quadrant 2 is all about balancing growth with profitability and performing predictably. This requires a disciplined organization, one that's able to execute well enough to address the needs of today and build for tomorrow at the same time. The first complete strategy execution program. The critical question for every business leader is, how do I build an organization that consistently executes its strategy? The answer is, it takes a complete program which consists of four tightly integrated elements. a repeatable methodology to drive organizational learning and understanding, accountability coaching to nurture and nudge to stay the course, an execution system to engage everyone every day in real-time alignment, community learning to share and reinforce best practices and accelerate learning. 1. A repeatable methodology. Repeatability is critical for learning. The absolute foundation of building an organization that is increasing its ability to execute is a repeatable methodology. You can think of the 6 disciplines in our methodology as a series of cycles: annually, quarterly, weekly, and daily. With each successive pass, they help grow our organization to deal with an ever-changing and increasingly challenging business environment. We also connect people's activities to the company's strategy, from the top to the bottom of the organization. 2. Accountability coaching. Accountability means being answerable to someone. Thus, a little bit of answerability on a regular basis can make a huge difference in whether people maintain their focus on their priorities, yet our natural tendency is to do what we like doing, not necessarily what we should do. For example, a company may start in quadrant 1 and weave its way into quadrant 4 for a while, but as an organization, doing what it likes instead of what needs to be done eventually lands it in quadrant 3. It was found that success is enhanced through accountability coaching, not just for the executives, but for the entire organization. 3. An execution system. The primary role of the execution system component is to help organizations get the right things done. To do this requires identifying execution problems as early as possible and addressing them. Think of an organization as a system for deciding what to do, a strategy, a plan, and then managing the execution of that plan. When the system, the business, makes an error, choosing to do the wrong thing or forgetting to do something that is required, the problem must be corrected. Without such a system, an organization becomes unpredictable at best and eventually declines in its ability to execute, especially as it grows. 4. Community learning. These two powerful ideas, community and learning, have a high degree of synergy. Both are necessary to strategy and execution program. First, the power of community is required to change the economics for implementing such a program within small and mid-sized organizations. Secondly, learning is required to overcome the natural tendency of individuals and organizations to wander from the very disciplines that can deliver them from the status quo. In fact, the execution revolution for small and mid-sized organizations will be built around communities that share the following characteristics: a belief that their ultimate core competence is the ability to execute their strategy, use of a shared repeatable methodology that helps them organize their efforts so they can learn to execute better and speak the same language, accountability coaches who are experts in the same repeatable methodology they share, the daily use of shared technology to integrate planning and activity alignment throughout the organization. As such, it becomes clear that the 4 pillars of the execution revolution combine to create a community that shares a common interest in maximizing the performance and potential of individuals as part of its contribution to company goals. Because this community is small, it encourages the open dialogue necessary to understand an individual's personal and professional goals. Like all communities, this will be one based on mutual trust and respect. And because it's a one-on-one relationship, it can share hopes, dreams, and challenges that may not be adequately addressed elsewhere.